playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today we have a conversation from Monday with Ontario's Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, Greg Rickford, about a series of announcements that happened in the region that day. Here is that conversation.
Well, today's a great day for Wawa and a great day for the Indigenous communities in the surrounding area. Look, our government's committed to making sure that industry, critical infrastructure, and small businesses have the support they need for the opportunity that lies ahead in both the forestry and mining sector. So we started out our day here in Wawa, cutting the ribbon on the east-west tie. This is a significant piece of energy infrastructure that spans some 450 kilometers. It fortifies the energy infrastructure for the region, but it also creates opportunities for other businesses, electricity-intensive operations in mining and forestry to thrive. And then we stopped over at City Hall to announce our government's commitment to the tune of $15 million to Wawa OSB. This is going to leverage more than $170 million by the company, create hundreds of new jobs, and we're going to see the forest sector back in a big way in Wawa, Daniel. Great day for Wawa.
This $15 million over 4 years is conditional on some project milestones. So is that tied into hiring or is it mostly the regulatory aspects?
Well, the regulatory aspects are dealt away with. Our government was committed to reducing the red tape, and this project's milestones include, importantly, some consultation and engagement with Indigenous communities. I just spoke to a couple of the chiefs. They're really excited about establishing equity positions in these operations. It's a tremendous opportunity for Wawa and for surrounding Indigenous communities, and we, of course, want Wawa. Wawa OSB to expand and bring these folks in. We're confident those milestones will be achieved and that we'll be able to move forward on a significant expansion here for the region.
So this is mainly just funding directly. I know Minister Smith, the Minister for Energy, is also quoted in referencing electricity rates for large industrial. Would they fall under large industrial?
Funny you ask that. Last week I announced with the Premier in Sault Ste. Marie the new look Northern Energy Advantage program. This is a program that's aimed at reducing energy costs for electricity intensive industries in the forest sector and in the mining sector. Last week we expanded it to include businesses in the steel industry and the prospect of critical mineral processing. So we're getting ready for tomorrow here in Northern Ontario, and creating that energy advantage, of course, is going to put communities like Wawa in the best position possible, and any industries moving here or expanding here can count on a reduced and competitive electricity price.
Now, you mentioned the east-west tie, that you were able to cut the ribbon for this project. I know this is one that has been long awaited, especially the construction that now complete, but the original intention was supplying energy further west rather than locally. It was moving energy from this area to further west. Is it designed in such a way that does support the mines in this region? Or
we believe it's the basis of infrastructure that can enhance and complement this corridor. Yes, this corridor has been built to supply communities across the Greenstone Belt, no question about it. But with this as a baseline piece of energy infrastructure, we believe that we can build it out or provide a platform for new corridors in the future, depending on where mining and forestry go.
Now, I know the announcement hasn't happened yet, but is it possible at all to talk about the announcement forthcoming for a local mine as well?
The one in Dubreuilville?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Just so much good news for what we're doing in this region. Minister Smith and I will be heading over to Dubreuilville and announcing the expansion of Alamos Gold's facility. This is a 25-year project. I had been in Dubreuilville not that long ago to announce the construction of new mining operations by another company. And so we're just thrilled and excited to see the tremendous growth and opportunity here for mining and forestry, because here's what we know. The world has come to Northern Ontario's doorstep, whether it's for forest products and hardwood plywood like up in Cochrane. They'll no longer have to compete with Russia because nobody wants their plywood for the despicable acts in Ukraine. And the same feeling is out there from the United States and the European Union about our critical minerals. So we got to get building. We believe that Northern Ontario is the destination and the starting point for so many resource products, and we just want to make sure that our communities are in the best position possible to experience that growth and that prosperity. Northern Ontario is open for business, and that includes Wawa.
And I know one of the major items for municipalities, particularly the municipality of Wawa, this energy that is being supplied going out through the East-West Tie, they do come from the power dams in the area. I know there is a lot of trepidation about the uncertainty for the power dam grant. Do you have any ability to confirm that this is something they shouldn't worry about in the future?
We're working very closely with them. We consider hydro-generated electricity to be cheap and affordable. And when I was the former Minister of Energy, or when I was the Minister of Energy, we were working through some of the structural challenges that the owners of those dams placed. And I'm confident that in light of the completion of this project, we've got a basis to move forward with productive conversations.
Once again, that is Ontario's Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources, and Forestry, Greg Rickford. You have been listening to Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings. You're on Jam FM.